Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyez with JIS Media News for Tuesday, April 17. Coming up, local BPO sector projected to value $750 million by 2020. Dorms to be built at Maypen Fire Station, and National Health Fund launches mobile dispensing pilot project. The news in detail after this message.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. Exploration company Tullow Oil is now conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. The survey will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the local business process outsourcing BPO sector, valued at more than $400 million, continues to grow exponentially and could reach $750 million by 2020. Minister Wheatley says he is heartened by a recent study of companies involved in outsourcing, which revealed that the sector is expected to see growth across all functions surveyed, particularly information technology, finance, and human resources.
Jamaica possesses all the main elements necessary when considering an outsourcing destination. In fact, it is considered to truly be near shore in terms of its proximity to the U.S. market and as a competent and highly skilled labor force which has been performing at the highest level and in some instances, I must say, exceeding expectations.
Minister Wheatley was delivering the keynote address on the final day of the Outsource to Jamaica Symposium and Expo at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. At the global level, the BPO sector is projected to be valued at $265 billion by 2022. Meanwhile, Attorney General and Member of Parliament for St. James West Central, Marlene Malihu-Fort, has dismissed claims that the business process outsourcing BPO sector is only for low-skilled workers. Mrs. Malihu-Fort is asserting that the industry is rapidly growing and attracting top professionals.
The reality, ladies and gentlemen, is that the sector has real opportunities for professionals, and in particular for lawyers, accountants, engineers, project managers, and IT professionals.
Mrs. Malihu-Fort was speaking at the opening of the inaugural Outsource to Jamaica Symposium and Expo at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James recently. She says the BPO sector continues to play an important role in the national growth thrust, adding that all mechanisms are being put in place to ensure that there are suitably trained persons to take advantage of the various opportunities in the growing industry. The government has allocated funds for the construction of additional barracks at the Maypen Fire Station in Clarendon. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the decision was made after a visit to the facility where male and female firefighters are forced to share dormitories because of a lack of resources.
As far as I'm concerned, that is totally unacceptable. I made a commitment that we are going to build separate residences for the female firefighters in Maypen. And I'm pleased to announce that we are making some $15 million available to start the construction to house the female firefighters in Maypen.
Minister McKenzie says the commitment to building the female dorms is part of wider plans to equip the Jamaica Fire Brigade with the necessary resources to function effectively. And the National Health Fund, NHF, has launched a mobile dispensing unit pilot project, which will see prescription medication being provided at the bedside of patients in public hospitals. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the introduction of mobile dispensing units is part of plans to boost the quality and efficiency of healthcare delivery at public facilities.
This is a great addition to the menu of options that are available. For inpatient care, it's particularly important, because it will assist in moving people out of hospitals as quickly as possible. And we look forward to it being successful and to making it a standard operating procedure as it relates to inpatient care across the country.
Dr. Tufton was speaking Monday at the launch of the Mobile Dispensing Unit pilot project at the Bustamante Hospital for Children. The Bustamante, Kingston Public, Mandeville Regional, and Spanish Town hospitals are included in the pilot project. Each facility will be equipped with the technologically advanced mobile carts by the end of April. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.